9A.
One of your grammar topics in this lesson is tag questions, which are questions that end in a phrase such as, isn't it? Or, doesn't she? In this section, we're going to learn the correct intonation for the two types of tag questions. Tag questions are used for two reasons, either to express uncertainty or to seek agreement.
That's Sally over there, isn't it?
It's hot today, isn't it?
If you're expressing uncertainty or checking to be sure you're right, your voice should go down, then up on the tag ending.
Lansing's the capital of Michigan, isn't it?
You're my friend, aren't you?
Brenda has three sisters, doesn't she?
To seek agreement, your voice should go up and then down on the tag ending.
That was a boring party, wasn't it? They make a great couple, don't they? This sweater is too big, isn't it?
Let's try practicing a few tag questions that express uncertainty and are ways to confirm that they're true statements.
1. Yesterday was the 31st, wasn't it? 2. John's last name is Watson, isn't it? 3. Your friend is from Pakistan, isn't he? 4. The concert's tomorrow night, isn't it? 5. All the guests have arrived, haven't they?
Now let's practice 5 more that seek agreement.
6. There are too many people, aren't there? 7. Her new haircut is great, isn't it? 8. She's too old for that, isn't she? 9. He's been there too long, hasn't he? 10. Everybody likes them, don't they?